Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 61. God, listen to my cry. Pay attention to my prayer. When my heart is weak, I cry out to you from the very ends of the earth. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I am, because you have been my refuge, a tower of strength in the face of the enemy. Please let me live in your tent forever. Please, let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Because you, God, have heard my promises. You've given me the same possession as those who honor your name. Add days to the king's life. Let his years extend for many generations. Let him be enthroned forever before God. Make it so love and faithfulness watch over him. Then I will sing praises to your name forever, and I will do what I promised every single day. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Leviticus 16, verses 29 through 34. This will be a permanent rule for you. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you must deny yourselves. You must not do any work, neither to the citizen nor the immigrant who lives among you. On that day, reconciliation will be made for you in order to cleanse you. You will be clean before the Lord from all your sins. It will be a Sabbath of special rest for you, and you will deny yourselves. This is a permanent rule. The priest who is anointed and ordained to serve as priest after his father will perform the reconciliation, wearing the holy linen clothes. He will reconcile the holiest part of the sanctuary and will do the same for the meeting tent and the altar. He will make reconciliation for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. This will be a permanent rule for you in order to make reconciliation for the Israelites from all their sins once a year. It was done just as the Lord commanded Moses. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. We don't need to write to you about the timing and dates, brothers and sisters. You know very well that the day of the Lord is going to come like a thief in the night. When they are saying, "There is peace and security," at that time sudden destruction will attack them. Like labor pains start with a pregnant woman, and they definitely won't escape. But you aren't in darkness, brothers and sisters, so the day won't catch you by surprise like a thief. All of you are children of light and children of the day. We don't belong to night or darkness. So then let's not sleep like the others. But let's stay awake and stay sober. People who sleep at night, and people who get drunk at night. Since we belong to the day, let's stay sober, wearing faithfulness, and love as a piece of armor that protects our body, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. God didn't intend for us to suffer his wrath, but rather to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. So continue encouraging each other and build each other up, just like you are doing already. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. When you pray, don't pour out a flood of empty words as the Gentiles do. They think that by saying as many words, they'll be heard. Don't be like them, because your Father knows what you need before you ask. Pray like this: Our Father who is in heaven, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom so that your will is done on earth as it's done in heaven. Give us the bread we need for today. Forgive us for the ways we have wronged you, just as we also forgive those who have wronged us. And don't lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive others their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your sins.
Old things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing. darkest night. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. The hopeless have found their hope. The orphans now have a home. All that was lost has found its place in you. You lift our weary heads, and you make us strong instead. You took these rags and made us beautiful. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Our affection, our devotion is poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion is poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection and our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection and our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. We love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 62. Only in God do I find rest. My salvation comes from him. Only God is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I won't be shaken anymore. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Jesus, We Love You, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.